Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Even just now, I said we're ready for you on the Z. I meant Dirty Work.
I'm telling you. Something's going on.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Anthony.
Anthony. Now, is it Anthony or is it Antony?
It's Anthony.
It's Anthony. I got you. Okay, Anthony, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I don't know if this can sound weird to you guys or not.
Okay. That's a good start. So, all right. So what sounds weird?
So, I've been dating this girl. Let's see. It's been since June. So what's that? 4 months. But I've never seen where she lives.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know if it's that weird. I guess it's a little weird.
I mean, here's the reason I mention it. So all my friends keep teasing me, saying she's either secretly married or that she's like a Navy wife and her real husband's deployed and for a while. And, you know, once that guy gets home, she's just going to ghost me.
I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, that does happen. We've seen that whole thing play itself out on a few different Dirty Work Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, what is this girl's name?
Her name's Jess.
Okay, so let's run down some of the signs here that she might be married. First of all, when you guys go out somewhere, like on a date, you never pick her up?
No, I do pick her up, but I pick her up from her work, but not at her house.
I gotcha. So, but don't you drop her off at her house later?
No, I have to take her back to work because that's where her car is. Otherwise, she wouldn't be, you know, getting to work.
Right. I gotcha. All right, let me ask you this. Is there a certain window that you can or can't see? Like, is she only available on during the week? Like, you don't see her on the weekends?
No, we've been out on the weekend before. We actually were out this past weekend.
Has she ever stayed over at your place? Like, actually spent the night at your place?
Yeah, a few times now.
Does she ever last minute flake on you? Like, you're supposed to go somewhere, but she cancels at the last minute?
No, not that I can remember, no.
Okay. Well, she doesn't sound married. I mean, maybe she just lives in a dump. Maybe she's just embarrassed by it. Or here's another one. Maybe she lives at home still with her parents. We definitely had one of those before. It was a guy. He still lived with his parents, and he was like in his 30s, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that could be it.
So is that the whole problem, then? Just the whole I've never seen your place thing?
Well, yeah, because there was one more thing also. Like, I'll occasionally see a text on her phone from a dude named Chris. One time we were together, he actually called her, and she, you know, she got up and took the conversation out of the room.
Uh-huh. Did you ask her about it?
Well, we were both completely naked at the time, so basically I said, you know, is everything all right? And she's like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, see, that part of the story is more telling to me than anything else you've said. You guys are completely naked. She gets a phone call from another dude and gets up and takes it and leaves the room. That, to me, is like, that's the real mystery. I think you kind of buried the lead, as they say. So this other dude's name is Chris, you said?
Yeah, that's the name I saw on the screen.
Okay, I gotcha, huh? You know what, we could run the whole auto insurance scam on her to see if she's married. That would clear up all that immediately. Is that your main concern, Anthony, that she's not married?
Yeah, pretty much. So I can, you know, stop worrying about it, and then I can shut my friends up at the same time.
Okay. So do you know what kind of vehicle she drives?
Yeah, it's a white SUV.
Okay. Do you know what kind? Like, what company?
It's Toyota makes it. What's it called?
The RAV, the RAV4 or the 4Runner?
4Runner, I think that's what it
okay.
is.
Okay, but you said it was white, right?
Yeah, it's white.
Okay, stand by. We're gonna get her number from you, and then we'll run the insurance scam on her when we come back, and we'll see what it turns up next. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Jessica, please.
This is Jess.
Hey, Jess, this is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from Great Foundation Insurance. So we handle insurance for a bunch of companies like State Farm, Geico, Progressive. Anyways, we recently expanded our insurance group here in the 757, and we absorbed your old insurance company. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that I'm your new agent.
Okay, so this is for my auto insurance?
Yeah, you're still the same policy. You're still with the same provider. Nothing's changed except if you were to ever get in an accident, I would be the local agent that would be giving you help. That's all.
Okay, and what did you say your name is?
It's Jack Harlow. I'm going to be emailing you all my contact info today, so don't worry. You'll have it on file and all that. I just want to introduce myself, so I'm calling all my new clients just to say hi.
So is everything still staying the same?
Yeah, everything's still the same. In fact, I've got your file right here. I'm holding it right in my hand. Are you still driving the white Toyota 4Runner, I think it is?
Yep.
Okay. How do you like that vehicle, by the way? I almost bought one, but I was worried about the gas mileage.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I had a Jeep before this one, and that was a piece of garbage, but now I love this one.
Okay, awesome. And I believe I see that you and your husband are both insured on that vehicle, I think?
I actually don't have a husband, so there shouldn't be a husband on there.
Okay.
I got divorced a long time ago, so there's no husband in
gotcha.
My policy.
Okay. You know what? I might be looking at the wrong policy. It's been like a crazy day for me so far. I'm taking on all these new clients. I could have swore I saw the name Chris somewhere on your policy as your husband, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no. I have a son named Chris, but he shouldn't be on there either because he's not old enough to drive yet. He's still 14.
Okay, so maybe that's the mistake then. Let me write this down then. So no husband, and Chris is your son, who is how old, 14?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
And I haven't put him on my policy yet. I'm trying to put that off as long as possible.
Yeah, I hear you. I wish we could always keep him little, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to see him drive.
Okay, well, when you are, like, you can always add him to your policy whenever you're ready. And I think that is everything we needed. Like I said, I'll email you all my contact info just so you have it. Nice to meet you.
All right. Nice to meet you as well. I don't think my last agent ever called me.
Okay. Well, this is part of the service you get from Jack Harlow. Nothing but first class, right?
Works for me.
Yeah, it sure did. Okay. Well, listen, you have a great day, okay?
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So Anthony, I take it you didn't know she had a kid.
I had no idea.
Okay, so I'm guessing her kid is the reason you probably haven't seen her place.
Yeah, but, like, why? I don't care if you have a kid.
Well, I mean, you don't care, but, you know, look, when you're a single mom and you're dating, Natalia, if she were here today, she would tell you, like, a lot of guys, the minute they find out you have kids, they pretty much take off and drop you like that. I mean, it happens more than you think.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't care that she has a kid at all.
Well, then, you know what? Maybe the next time you guys are out or hanging out, just tell her that. I mean, maybe that's the exact thing she's been waiting to hear from a guy.
Yeah, cool. I think I can do that.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm glad it wasn't a husband. I'm kind of, like, at the same time, a little bit disappointed, but that's just for our dirty work people. But glad for you, Anthony.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for all the help, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.